Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio.
Everybody listening, if you can hear this, this is webcamming with Sammy and Sage Montana. And we're having, I believe, a few technical difficulties right now. So let me see if I can find out what's going on, because this is going to suck donkey balls. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Can you guys hear me? Nobody can hear me. Okay, this is interesting. I'm not quite sure what's going on, everybody. Just hold on. I'm trying to get things going here, if you can hear me. Can you hear me now? Oh, my Lanta, this totally sucks balls. Okay, let me make a really quick phone call and see if I can figure out what the heck is going on here. My yummy little sex monsters. Okay, if you guys can hear me, please tweet me. I don't know what's going on. Hold on. I'm going to put you guys on speaker, and I'm going to make a phone call real quick. Hopefully you guys all hear me. If not, I'm not sure what the hell. Okay, I don't know what's going on. Okay. Issues. Okay, Lindsay, obviously you can hear me because you just tweeted me. Darling, for me to be able to hear you, you have to press number one to be put through to the show. But hold on, you guys. There's something weird going on because my intro song didn't even start. This is very, very interesting. Sage, can you hear me at all?
I hear you.
What the heck is going on? This is so weird. Like, it's not even, wow. This is really weird. Okay, well, at least I got you. This is weird because I patched you through to the show a couple minutes ago. Okay. So, anywho, so much for the beginning, the opening song that we usually have, our money song that we usually have going. And I was trying to get the Dollhouse announcements pulled up, and it was doing some weird stuff. So Blog Talk Radio is having a major hiccup right now. So if you guys are listening, just deal with it. It is what it is. You know, everything can't be always beautiful and perfect when me and Sage are on all the time. All right? We got to have hiccups. So hopefully everybody out there can hear us. I know Lindsay, she's waiting to come through. I'm going to put her through here pretty soon. Miss Sage, how have you been for the last week, darling? What's been going on with you in your world of webcamming and all your little beautiful upcoming butterflies that you're taming?
Everything's going good out here. Are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you just fine. I just want to make sure everybody. I was making sure everybody else could hear us, but I'm not getting all of our stuff on the blog talk, which is fine because I've got a lot of things written down. So if we can't do announcements, then don't worry. I will try to do them on my own, which I will fuck them up. But who cares?
You just got to say I'm really sexy, like she.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. That ain't gonna work. I can do my sexy talk when I'm on webcam, but when it comes to doing Angela's announcements, that ain't gonna work. Oh my goodness. So how are the your beautiful, yummy, your little slumber party, how's that working? Is everything in place and ready to go soon?
Just about. The girl that's helping me, actually, like my sidekick, is Violet V. And we're coming up, we're going to have the girls do like a scavenger hunt. So we're coming up with some like naughty, so we're coming up with some naughty clues for them to find things around the studio.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So are they going to wear like little sexy outfits and do all those yummy things?
Some of the girls asked me if we could do like a cosplay type thing.
Oh.
So
Gonna throw some yummies out there. I likey. Mm. I love it. And Miss Lindsay, I know that you're listening, and I want to put you through here real soon. But make sure, Lindsay, that you press 1 as soon. Oh, there you are. Okay, she did. Okay, so we're gonna put Lindsay in here in a few minutes. I just want to give everybody an update on what's going on here today on webcamming with Sammy and Sage. We have our beautiful, fun guest, Lindsay Love, who's been a not only just a webcam model, but she's been a full-time nude model, you know, taking her clothes off, getting naked for the camera for 6 years. And she's so stinking cute. Like, her body is so yummy that I just want to smack my face with her ass because I need some of that yumminess to, like, make me a little less curvy. I like my curves. I like my curves. I love my curvilicious. We love our curves. Me and Sage, we are curvy girls, and we love our beautiful girls that we have on the show all the time. So these yummy girls that I've been having come on the show are, not only do we have, you know, new cam models on, but we have cam models that have been doing this for quite some time. And Lindsay Love, that's coming on, she's been doing her nude modeling for 6 years, and she's, like, stepped her foot into the webcamming world, a while ago, and she absolutely loves it. So if you guys haven't seen her webcam show, you're absolute idiots, but you're going to hear all about that. We're going to give you all the links. And you're definitely going to have to follow her on Twitter and her Instagram. And you have to check out her webpage, which is lindsaysworld.com. And you can see all her webcam schedules and everything for what she has going on. And one thing I find interesting, which I haven't done this stage, and I don't know if you've thought about doing this, but she does webcamming for iPhones on this saucy time. Naughty. I've never even heard of that. I've never checked it out, never heard of it. And when she had sent that to me, I was like, what the fuck is saucy time? I'm like, huh.
I have to admit, I'm not one that has seen her before, so I'm very interested to learn more about her.
Right, and she's a cutie pie. She's also on StreamMate, but she's under, I believe, okay, and Lindsay, correct me if I'm wrong when you come on, I believe she's under a studio, so we'll see exactly which, because I had so many different links for all her webcam shows, I was a little confused on which one was for StreamMate. But yeah, she said she's worked on StreamMate, and I'm like, shit, why am I not seeing you? Where have you been?
Yeah.
How come I seeing you? Because she is sexy as fuck. Her body is, like, so yummy and to die for. I'm just like, hello? Why have I not seen you? Where are you, darling? Come to me, little child.
Yeah, I'm very interested in learning and checking her out.
Right. Why were you not in the Butterfly Project?
Yeah. What's up?
Right? Where have you been? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to try and start these dollhouse announcements again real quick. If they don't work, then Lindsay, just hold on, darling. I see that you're on the line. Let me get to these dollhouse announcements and see. I'm having issues with Blog Talk Radio right now, so
Hold on, everybody.
Yay!
Woo-hoo.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Miss Angela, for those announcements that I was able to actually get going through. It's so weird because, like, once I logged in to, and then, like, when you first started talking to me, it was, like, all fizzled, like, you were talking to me like that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That weird when you get delays, and that's how it sounded. It sounded on my side from the Blog Talk Radio. I'm just like, okay, what's going on here? I'm like, something's not right. Hello, somebody help me out there in cyberspace.
Yeah, I heard the song starting, money, 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 and then it, like, stopped and went to the dollhouse, and then it just went dead air.
That is so weird, huh? Weirdness going on.
Like, actually, right now,
it kind of still sounds a little weird while I'm talking to you, too. Huh. Which is, talk to me, Sage, say something.
Yeah, it does sound a little bit choppy for me, too.
Oh, does it sound choppy on your side, too?
Yeah.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I swear to bejesus, Blog Talk Radio, I am so going to find you, and I'm going to stun gun your ass. Seriously. Did you hear that? But it's totally choppy. It's really choppy on my side listening to you as well. So, Well, we'll go through this show. And if it doesn't sound that great to everybody, then we'll do the whole show again at another date after my surgery, which, holy fucking bejesus, Sage, I'm so nervous. I'm, like, so scared.
Yeah, it's going
to be so exciting. No, I'm so scared. Like, you have no idea. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night almost in tears having a bad dream about my surgery on Monday. Like, I was thinking to myself, no, cancel. And I was like, don't do it. You can't because it's painful. And then today when I'm doing my webcam shows, I did two particular exclusives. One guy wants me to put on my cowgirl hat, and he wants me to ride a toy really, really hard, you know, and let my titties bounce. And I was like, babe, I'm sorry, but I can't let my titties bounce. I have to put on a bra because I'm going in for surgery on Monday, yada, yada, yada. he's like, oh, F you, and logs out. I'm like, what a dick.
Yeah.
When I first got mine
and I had pasties on to cover, you know, because that first week you still have your stitching, and the guys were just like, a bunch of them were awesome, but a lot of them were like, just take them off. Like, be patient. I'm going to have them forever. It's okay.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I hope this show is not going to sound choppy to everybody else because let me bring it. You know what? I'm just going to bring her in right now, Miss Lindsay Love. I'm throwing you into the mix right now a little bit early just, well, because I can. And I want to see if the show sounds choppy to you as well. Okay, everybody, we got Miss Lindsay Love on the line. How you feeling, sexy?
Hey, guys. Hi, Sage. Hi, Sammy. How are you?
Does it sound choppy to you, the show?
Yeah, it's choppy, and I'm actually streaming from my free cams right now. I'm making everybody listen to us, and they're responding right now saying it's a bit choppy for them, too.
Yeah, it's not us. It's Blog Talk Radio. So we'll just go ahead
yeah.
and have fun with the show. And
I flew over to Vegas, and my girlfriend just had her boobies done, like, 2 days ago, and she's doing okay. Like, she did great. It's not that bad. Don't be nervous.
Oh, well, I'm not doing a new boob job. I'm taking out the old ones and putting in new ones, so I'm doing a double,
That's literally what she just said. It was a reconstructive thing. It was supposed to be, like a horrible, like, four-hour thing, and she was in and out in, like, an hour, so don't be nervous.
That's what my doctor said. He goes, you'll be in and out within less than 2 hours. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And he's like, no, seriously, you will. You'll be in and out within 2 hours. And he goes, it'll take longer for me to, like, regain my, like, you know, not consciousness, but come back to reality than it does to take to do the surgery. And I said, all right. I said, do you want to take bets on that?
You're going to heal so much faster, too.
I'm hoping so, because
you will.
I'm like, I got masturbation to tend to.
They're going to look so much more natural, too. My girlfriend had, I think she went up 50 cc's, and because just a little bit bigger than what she had, and it was already stretched from the first job, they look so natural. They haven't even dropped down yet. They look beautiful. I'm really excited to see yours.
Oh my gosh, I'm not gonna say what exactly I'm doing. I'm gonna wait until Monday or probably Tuesday. I'll tweet out and tell people, you know, exactly what I've done.
Just send like, a picture and make them guess.
I haven't told anybody, and so yeah, we'll see. Oh, you're okay now. It sounds a little better. It doesn't sound as choppy right now. Sounds a little bit better when Lindsay was talking. So everybody on the line, we have with us right now, with me and Sage Montana, we have Lindsay Love. And she is an amazing, beautiful girl who's been a nude model for 6 years, well, almost a little over 6 years now, and she's in the webcamming world. And for those of you who don't know her as a webcam model, well, you're just stupid, and you will totally fall in love with this chica because she's got a body that's to die for. Seriously. I want to just, like, sometimes take those nice, cute, hard bodies and put it under my head. And then at the end of the day, it's like, fuck, wait, I like to cook too much, so I can't do that. That's just not going to work.
I love your guys' curves. I would kill for your curves.
Our curves are fun. They're fun and yummy, and we love them. So,
I had a knee injury, like, I don't know, 10 months ago, and I'm naturally really small, and I had, like, 2 years built up a butt, right? I worked really, really hard for it, and I had a knee injury and was unable to work out for the past 10 months, and I just went back down to being almost to the point where it looks unhealthy, skinny, so I really do envy you girls that you have your curves, because it's not really that fun on the other end. Like, I need to sit on a cushion to sit down on chairs because I'm so bony.
Oh, my gosh. Aww. Oh, that sucks donkey balls.
Yeah.
Well, just come over to my house and I'll fix you up yummies, and I'll make sure that you get filled up with, you know, all kinds of good stuff to curve you up really quickly.
I'm open to anything. I love to eat, so I'm totally open to food.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so with you, after I read everything, and you started off just doing the nude modeling, and then you got into the webcamming. And how do you like the webcamming versus just doing, you know, your nude modeling that you were doing with the calendars and the traveling? Like, do you prefer the interaction with the live fans versus just being on set and doing, you know, lots of yummy shoots?
I actually started for, you know, the artistic aspect of things when I did the nude modeling. And I started webcamming basically because I was traveling so much and I didn't really have a chance to see what they thought about my work. And then when I started to webcam and talk with everyone, I fell in love with it. I'm a people person. So for webcamming, I definitely enjoy it more, but it took me a little bit to get used to the camera. I had a hard time looking into the camera at first. It was kind of awkward for me, which is kind of ironic considering the fact that I was in front of a camera so often to begin with. But when it's live, you know, there's no Photoshop and you can't correct anything. So it took me a while to learn my angles.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Isn't that funny? We, us webcam models, we know the angles. We know the angles.
Selfies on fleek.
Oh, yeah, it's so funny because me and Sage have talked about this before, about when girls go from, you know, either the adult industry or, you know, such as yourself doing, you know, the nude modeling, and when you actually go in front of a live webcam, it is a huge difference.
Yeah, it can be terrifying.
It is. When you first do it, if you're not used to having to entertain an audience that really isn't right there in front of you, a lot of, you know, models, male, female, they look at the camera and they're like, oh, fuck, now what do I do?
Yep.
Like, yeah. What the hell
is this thing? Where do we go from sitting here to getting a show?
Like, we went to just smiling and looking pretty to, oh, my God, I have to talk now? Are you flipping kidding me?
That's one of the reasons I love webcam is because you can basically talk about anything. It's your world. Like, they can't kick you out. They can't say, you've offended me. Well, they can, but they can also leave if you've offended them. I love that. That's, like,
right?
My favorite part.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Oh, my gosh. Totally. You can do anything you want to it. And I mean, I do whatever I want. And it's like, I don't care what anybody says. I'm just like, okay, whatever. If you don't like it, I don't care. You can move on to the next girl because I don't give a shit. I'm doing what I want to do, and I'm doing it right now. Oh, my gosh. Oh, sorry. Don't mind my squeaky bed. I just logged off a webcam right before I logged into the radio show. So I'm still on the squeaky
bed. So you're naked
bed.
Right
and,
now.
Well, I'm bottomless. I have a little top on. Oh, do you want to jump through my phone?
Naked.
Do you want to jump through my phone and just have fun?
I do.
You?
Yay!
I'm down.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So, Sage, do you have any yummy questions for our Lindsay Love here, darling?
I'm just looking at her website, and she put up on her website that she's going to be on our show today and our links to our Twitter and our Instagram. So awesome of you to do that.
Yeah,
how
of course.
Is it your own site? Is it a lot of work? Do you do this by yourself, or do you have someone helping out with it?
I'm sorry, I didn't really hear you. No, I run my entire website. I'm kind of a closet geek. I kind of grew into pretty and was a geek before, so I'm really good with computers and coding and all of that, so I kind of utilize that as much as possible, I would say.
Nice.
I will say I love her Instagram. Her Instagram is Elegant Empire Builder. I love that. Because you obviously, like you just said, you were into the computers and everything before you got into the sexiness. And that's awesome. So what made you, which I'm just going to dig a little bit here so everybody can learn a little more about Lindsay Love. Oh, by the way, if you guys don't know, she is Hot Chick of the Week, okay, on Twitter for 2 weeks in a flipping row. And her sexy pics have been all over the goddamn Twitter land. Literally everywhere. She has had so many sexy pics out there that I just want to, like, grab and just, like, keep in my own personal folder because she's so damn sexy and hot. And what's amazing about Lindsay is she can go from, and this is so awesome about you, Lindsay, you can go from being a blonde to a brunette to any color and style of hair at any time and look fucking awesome and amazing. Like, you just have this thing. Can I have the thing that's working for you? Because that thing doesn't always work for me.
You know, I'll tell you, I guess I'm sort of happy, and I'm going to say thank you to you because you're just showering me with compliments, and you're beautiful. Both of you are so beautiful.
Well, no,
yourself,
you deserve compliments because you're freaking hot as fuck. She's hot as fuck.
Well,
oh, my Lanta.
But I will say I have photographers, and I know that, Sage, I know you're in Vegas, and I just got into Vegas a couple days ago, so if you want to, like, come over and shoot naked with me, I'm totally down.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
We can put it on, we can webcam while we do it.
Oh, my God. Okay, did I just hear some yummies? Some yummies? Oh, my God. How come I can't fucking be in Vegas right now? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Hey, flights are cheap.
Well,
who's going to sponsor?
Yeah, I would,
flight?
But, you know,
somebody's
Monday. Monday, surgery, no. Traveling is not going to happen right now. No. I got to
we'll
keep everything
here
at the
booth,
house.
Sammy.
I'm going to get you
after
Lanta.
You watch.
Ooh,
she's
do you hear her? She's like an angry beaver. She's like ready to jump through. She's like, oh, I'm going to get that beaver. Oh, that Sammy Beav is mine.
I just really want to be the first one to motorboat you, Sammy. I feel like that's
oh my gosh, I love it.
Request.
Let's do a first class motorboation. Oh my goodness. You know what'd be really fun, Sage, is like, since she's in Vegas, you know, I'm just throwing this out there, having her, you know, there, you know, at your studio. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
look at me just like throwing my stuff in there.
She's like, you know what would be a good idea?
Okay, so I have to.
So,
darling Lindsay, when it comes to you doing your webcamming, you know, I have not been able to see, like, your shows on StreamMate. So, when you're on StreamMate, is it through the Teasem cams? Is that an affiliate?
I was model manager for Teasem when I started webcamming,
okay.
And they signed up through Teasem. I'm sure that's how it all works. But so it's technically, the studio, I guess, is how they all look at that. But, I mean, some days I go on StreamMate, some days I go onto my free cam. It kind of depends on how I feel. Like, I just love webcamming, so I feel like I should be able to go on all the sites. But I remember you guys were asking about Selfie Time. They're based out of the U.K., and he came up with this great idea that allows fans to book shows with, you know, models, and you can just, if you have an iPhone, you can FaceTime them right there. It's really awesome.
Yeah, because I saw that. I was like, huh, Saucy Time.
Yeah,
I'm
looking
like,
at that.
Yeah, I actually am going to look at that because, you know, so many people have iPhones, which I don't. I have that freaking Sony thing. That waterproof phone that I'm pissed off at right now, which, you know, it's kind of like the iPhone. If something little bitsy goes wrong with it, you have to actually go into the store and have them look at it. But this saucy time, I'm seriously going to check that little bugger out because I want to know more about it. Do you, so when you're doing the saucy time, which I'm curious because I have never done this and Sage has never done it either. It's like when you're doing that for the saucy time, so you basically log in just like your regular webcam and it goes on to everybody else's iPhone?
No,
that
actually,
logs in?
It would be more like when a fan books a show with you, like a Skype show, for instance, and they send you your PayPal information or whatever, and then you call them on your, like, directly Skype on your phone. It's basically the same thing, only the company itself takes care of the payment stuff. You don't have to worry about that. And then once you get, they will actually send you a text message to your phone. You need to have an iPhone or an iPad or iMac, something that has FaceTime capabilities. It can't be an Android. That's like the only cutback for it. It kind of sucks. But beyond that, it's a really great thing. It just, you get a text message to your phone, you get a booking, and once you've got the booking, you're already been paid. So you just have to call them like you would on Skype, only it would be FaceTime, and call and say, hey, and have your little show. Yeah, it's amazing. It's really easy. I love it.
Interesting. Oh,
yeah.
My Lanta. Okay, so another thing I need to bring up. So you had mentioned to me that you had a little secret.
Well, yes, I told all of my fans that if they listened to the show today, I would say a secret word at the end of the show or when I log off so that they got access to the site. So whenever I am about to log off, I mean, is that time for that now? I'm not sure.
No, I'm not done with you yet.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we throw out there any of Lindsay's fans that are listening. She let you all know that she has a secret word, okay? So when I'm done with this sexy little chica, she's going to let you know. And if you have that secret word, if you are actually on her fan page, like if you are one of her yummies, then you're going to get a yummy. You're going to get a yummy. Oh, my God. I'm, like, totally bouncing up and down saying, you're going to get a yummy.
And the boobs are bouncing. We know the boobs are bouncing.
Oh, boy. Well, except for I have to hold on to my left titty because that's the one that hurts. So, I like what I was saying to Sage earlier, I was in this exclusive and this guy wanted me to ride on one of my toys. I was like, well, honey, you know, I said, I can't ride without, you know, a bra on right now because my surgery's on Monday. And he's like, oh, F you. And he logged out. And I'm like, well, F you? Like, who needs you?
I got to say about webcamming, people always get so angry over someone they've never met. I mean, it's a little bit different for them, I guess, because they are fans of whoever they're watching. But at the same time, it's like, how are you going to let anyone control your happiness that much?
Oh, right? It's like, who are you? Why are you being so angry? Don't be angry. I'm a nice person. I'm fucking
you
my
needed
vagina
to release
and my
some
asshole.
Stress.
It's like, how can you be angry at webcam models when we are fucking ourselves for you? Like,
right. We
are putting things in our orifices that are absolutely amazing. Like, we do things that normal housewives would never think about doing. And why do we do it? Because your wives won't do it, and that's why you come see us. Just saying. So if your wife ain't going to do it, and you come into our webcam show, and we're doing it, and we're having fun, and we're enjoying it, don't get mad at us if we say, oh, well, by the way, I can't do that right now, but I'll gladly do it next week. Oh, my God, I crack myself up. I crack myself up. It's so freaking hilarious. Like, I can sit here when you guys aren't, you know, on the air with me on Thursday afternoons. I can literally sit here and act like I'm on the air and talk to myself and entertain myself. Like, I'm in a cardboard box and I'm having fun. It's crazy and insane. It's like, I literally, for an hour before the show, I was like, okay, I'm going to have Lindsay and Sage on here. And I was having a conversation with you guys, and you didn't even know it.
So kidding.
Yeah, there's a saying that says that only boring people think things are boring. So it's awesome you can have fun in a box. That means you're not boring.
No, I can. I mean, if you go back into my way back Twitter pics, you can see me and I have a cardboard box around me. And I was having fun in a box. Like, I have fun no matter what. Seriously.
I can vouch for that.
Right.
Sorry, you said box. Were you talking about a cardboard box or a human box? I'm confused.
No, I'm talking about your guys' box. Your guys' box. Because I'm going to get both of them. Sooner or later, it's going to happen.
Oh,
me and Sage
me
tried
to.
Me and Sage tried to. We were going to try and do it in Vegas one time, but it wasn't at our studio. It was in a hotel room. It didn't work out so great for us, but it almost, we tried, but for some reason the internet gods just were not working for us. They were like,
I
nah,
think
man,
the, I think the maintenance man probably had a good time. The
so
maintenance
Ms.
man
Lindsay,
got to see a lot of titties that day.
Oh, boy. Miss Lindsay, what do you have coming up that is going to be, you know, but like what is your upcoming cam shows that you have going on right now? Like what can we see? What do you do? What are your extremely naughty sides that I want to see, darling?
Well, I actually pair off my cams kind of differently from most girls. Because I started when I was webcamming, I wasn't doing anything nude. I only offered specific things to fans. So, like, on my free cam, because I've got so much content, I stay there to kind of hang out and meet with the fans, kind of get to know them, and sell them content. On StreamMate, I'll do exclusives and get a little naughty, but I'm a squirter. And I go crazy on Skype. So, usually between all of my cam stuff, like, for the craziest shows, they've got to book a Skype thing, and it's mainly because I've got, like, two ex-boyfriends that have literally gone a little nuts, and I refuse to quit state blocking when they can just stop looking.
Gotcha. So you prefer doing the Skype shows over doing the actual webcam shows?
No, it's more like if that's what they want, then they need to book a Skype show, just because I only offer certain levels for certain cam websites. I mean, how else am I going to get them to come see me on StreamMate? What's different from StreamMate from Mike Free Cams, you know? So I kind of want to differentiate the two, and then, you know, if there's something naughtier, they need to go to Skype.
Gotcha. So you're, because I'm one of those types of girls where I just ask whatever because I don't care, because I just ask.
Yeah, go for it.
Because I'm a total cam girl, even though, you know, I've got all my porn out there, my cam is my thing. So when it comes to the sites, like, because I saw that you had done Nikki Chat also, which I had been asked to sign up on that, the Nikki Chat site. But out of all the sites that you've been on and play on, like between StreamMate and MyFreeCams, give me your honest opinion. What do you find the best for you and your fan base?
Well, honestly, I'm not a normal person. Like, I literally kind of vary
from day to
day.
That's okay, neither am
I.
Don't worry about it.
Most women do, but I go from highs to lows. So, like, sometimes I just want to be one-on-one. And about StreamMate is that if you, you know, sit and talk to somebody, you can go into a show and you can sit and talk with someone for 20 minutes and no one else is going to bug you. I like on my free cams that they do the token thing, and it's kind of like a game. And I can be on cam on my free cams for literally, like, 10 hours, I think, was the last long one that I did. And I didn't even realize that I had spent 10 hours on there. I just was enjoying myself talking with everyone. It's like I said, it kind of depends on what I'm feeling for the day, but I don't really have a set schedule on cam. That's kind of why you guys don't see me consistently on StreamMate. Like, I live in Vegas, too, and I do jobs out here. So if I get a book job, you know, that's modeling, I'm going to do that over the webcam because it's generally paying more. You know, like in Vegas, they'll, you know, they'll do a job for like $1,000, and you're like, yes, that's awesome.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Sometimes the cam days aren't always that great. So if you for sure are going to get that money, I'm obviously going to take the booking.
Right, right. Oh my gosh. So, when it comes to my free camp, which I have worked on my free camps, I haven't been on there in Lord knows how long. I don't even know how long it's been since I logged into that freaking website. I think it's been like over a year or so. And my thing was, yeah, it's kind of, maybe it's been longer than that, like a year and a half. But my thing is with my free cams is, like with you, like you say, you like the one-on-one time on the streammate. That's what I'm used to. So when I go on to like my free cams and I do, and I get onto their platform or whatnot, it throws me off because it's a free-for-all. Like you can show everything in the free chat. And then when you go on the streammate, And it's like, and when you're on streammate, it's like, oh, holy shit, damn donkey balls. Okay. This is awesome. I don't have to show anything in private, or I mean in free chat on StreamMate. But when you're on my free cams, it's like, whoa, hello.
Well, I've noticed a lot of the top girls don't even, I mean, they may have when they started. I don't know what they were like when they started. But a lot of the girls that are the top girls and consistently the top, they don't really get nude anymore. And the girls have found a way to utilize their personalities and, you know, mix the sexuality with the personalities. That's why I say my free cams, I kind of have to be in the mood for it because you have to be talking, you have to be entertaining to keep a room full of people and to earn those tokens. Versus streammate, like if I'm in a bitchy mood but I want to masturbate, I don't really want to talk to many people, like streammate's it. Streammate's totally the one to go because you can sit there and chat and they're used to that. But on my free cams, if you go that way, you're not going to do anything. And a lot of girls worry about that cam score. I turned mine off. I don't even look at it. I'm sure it's low.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you do have a fan, which is a fan of all of ours, that is calling in. Johnny Boy is calling in right now. And Johnny, darling, how are you?
I am fabulous. You caught me as I was finishing my dinner, chopping on some fat-free potato chips. That doesn't mean that I'm going completely healthy and that I've lost my mind. No, tomorrow I'm getting a sundae.
Johnny, baby, you lost your mind like 20 years ago, honey. Like you lost your mind.
Dear.
Once you started watching webcam models and following us all on Twitter, you lost your mind, baby. You know that.
Yeah, pretty much. That is because I've become a soft touch for pretty much every female that I talk to on there. They're all like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, sure. You care if I send you random messages at all hours of the day? No, it's not going to bother me. I have insomnia. I don't sleep, so it's okay. You never have to worry about whether or not you're going to bother me or disturb me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you're awesome, John, because you introduced Lindsay to me, and thank you so much because she's absolutely amazing.
Isn't she a doll?
She is.
I love
she's
John.
So sexy.
He's so supportive. You're amazing.
Oh,
thank
completely.
You, love, for everything.
My pleasure. It's just to see a beautiful lady smile is pretty much the thanks I get and things. I don't need any special prizes or anything like that. Just seeing everybody happy and smiling pretty much does it for me and usually makes me smile and uplift my day. So everybody gets something good out of it.
Perfect type of guy there, John.
Yep.
This is why we love John. Because he loves and adores all of us beautiful girls, and he's such a sweetheart and totally – okay, guys out there, take heed to this. John is a sweetheart, okay? Nice guys actually do finish first, just saying.
They really do. All right? They really do. You want to know the guys that end up with these porn stars, nude models, cam models is literally the nice guy that doesn't judge us for everything we've done previously. The guy that supports us. And that's why most of us are single, is because the ones that we go for, they're like, oh, we're totally okay with it. And the next thing you know, they're pulling some crazy man bull crap. And if literally, can we just clone you, John? Because I think that there's three of us and one of you.
John knows we totally love him. He's like been like he's
I'm not
opposed
to being kidnapped by either of the three of you.
This is not your first rodeo.
Except for if I go to Sammy's house, I'm going to need a pry bar to get out through doors because of her cooking expertise.
Right? I know.
Oh, my God. We'll go there together.
Going to have to coat me in Crisco and shoot me out a door.
Oh, my goodness. I love it, love it, love it. Oh, my God. That's freaking hilarious. Crisco. They actually still sell Crisco?
Yes.
They do?
I don't use it, but they definitely do.
My name ain't Judy, but if I continue to eat that kind of cooking, I'll have a big booty.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Sage, you've been a little quiet. Come on, give me some yummies here.
I'm over here listening to all the juiciness.
Sage,
I got love for Sage being that she's a fellow wrestling fan, so that's perfectly fine by me.
Yes, Sage has got all this craziness going on. She's got the boxing. She's, oh my gosh, Sage. Okay, so you gotta. Oh, I'm so gonna text you later. You have to call in to the show tomorrow, to the Benchwarmers show tomorrow. Because we're going to be talking about the boxing match. So I'll text you later.
Oh, the Pacquiao thing.
Yeah, I'll text you about that later. You've got to call into the show tomorrow. Yeah, because I'm guest co-hosting with Alana and James. Well, James is the host, but I'm a guest co-host tomorrow. It's going to be insane. We have so much.
I'm going
to
have to buzz in there, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
James is so awesome.
James is amazing. He's got his sports.
He's a good guy.
Point. Well, James is a good guy. But James, if you're listening right now, you suck donkey balls because I love golf.
Well,
and he knows
I could go golfing with you, but I can't tell you that it'd be good.
I
have poor depth perception, so.
Well, no, I just sat last weekend and watched the Players' Championship. It was absolutely insanely amazing. And, oh, my gosh, I had a lot of my fans were tweeting about it, having fun with it. And I'm going to talk about golf. I'm going to bring up golf tomorrow. James, if you're listening, I'm bringing up golf tomorrow, babe. I'm going to talk about balls. I'm going to talk about balls running around smooth grass.
You're talking about.
I'm going to be the only one who's going to say the following. Sammy, you're the only person I know that can possibly make those god awful tacky golf pants look attractive.
I think she could pull it off.
Golf
too.
She's got the booty for him.
Oh, I got a booty.
She wears
baby.
A pleated skirt.
I got that golf booty.
There's
you know
a new
what?
Hashtag.
Here's the dealio. This upcoming AVNs, I'm showing up in a fucking sexy-ass golf uniform with my golf clubs. All right? Take that, bitches. It's on.
She gives no fucks.
There you go. Hey, there's something you could do as a prize. You could do a sexy round of golf with Sammy at some course in Vegas.
There you go.
See,
okay,
I'm a
we'll
freaking genius.
Okay, we'll think about that one.
I just
we'll
want to drive the cart.
I just want to drive the cart.
No, we'll do the beer cart.
Yep.
No, me, Sage, and Lindsay, we'll do the beer cart and let everybody else play the golf because I suck at golf. I hit the ball really well, but I fucking suck. But me, Sage, and Lindsay, we'll be the sexy fucking beer girls running around the cart giving all the men and women, they're yummies. Not
oh,
yummies.
If there's Jack Daniels and butter liquor, I'm there.
I mean,
can we do chocolate
drink.
Golfing?
Ooh.
That might make us win. We could maybe win some games that way.
Oh my gosh, we should totally put together. Oh my gosh. Okay, I just had a thought. Okay, I'm so writing this down right now, and I'm not going to say it on the air because then somebody else is going to steal my idea, and then I'm going to have to cut your fucking balls off. So I'm going to write this down right now. Okay, Johnny, thank you for calling in. We absolutely love and adore you. And I know you love Lindsay, and I love you for sending her to me because I'm totally
a
new stalker of her vagina.
Thank you again, Johnny.
Good luck next Monday, Sammy, with your upgrade that you're having done.
Oh, I'll be fine. Yes,
and
I'll be fine.
Feel free to let me know how everything goes, and I'll be up and around. So if you're ever in one of those doped up pill stages and need somebody to talk to, I'm here.
Right?
Oh, we might have to have Kirby record your pill stages. I can only imagine.
I know. You keep saying that, Sage, and that scares me. I think I'm just going to have to, like, hide my phone so that way he doesn't have access.
No,
I'm scared because I don't want him to have access to any of my social media and recording those, like, moments.
Okay, but Kirby, if you're listening, you have my phone number. You just send those videos over to me.
Oh, my God. Okay, Sage, I love you, except for right now.
I just want to see them. I promise I won't share them, but I want to see them.
Oh, my Lanta. I'm so going to knock your tits off. Okay, Johnny, have a fabulous evening, baby. We love
you,
you
too,
tremendously.
Girl. I'm stoked for the blacklist, so woohoo.
Oh, shit. We'll talk about that one later.
Yes, we will. Later, taters.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Ciao.
Okay, so what did I just do there? Do the right one? Okay, I did.
I'm sorry.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm here.
No, I'm like, wait, did I click the wrong person off? Oh, my goodness. So, Lindsay, you are absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to see, like, your cam shows. I'm going to have to go on to your website to know when you're actually on, like, streaming and whatnot. If you can send me, like, a little tweet or text. You know, because we, you got my number and I got your sister. We could, like, totally be sexting. We could be sexting,
yes,
sister. So I know when to find your vagina. Oh, my God.
Catch you if you can.
Catch my vagina if you can. Love it. Love it. So I want you, Mama-san, to give all of your yummy, yummy shout-outs to everything that you want all of your fans to find and, you know, that, you know, secret that you were talking about.
Yeah. So basically, my secret word is happiness. So all my fans, it's happiness. That's because Naughty Webcam shows and core happiness for you all. So use that. Email me. You guys have the website to go to, and I will get all of you guys the free access I have promised you.
Nice.
Did you guys hear that? If you shout out, or you heard the shout out, happiness, 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 happiness. Because we can all do it. Happy dance for Miss Lindsay Love. If you email her, you're going to get the yumminess on the happiness. Did you guys hear that? If you didn't, you're screwed, dudes and girls. You're screwed. You're screwed. Make sure you send her the info on the happiness. 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 Because you want to see her vagina. Vagina. And Lindsay, let's get share your Twitter and your Instagram and any other social media that you want all these happiness people to find you?
Well, Twitter is just Lindsay's World, and then my Instagram is Elegant Empire Builder. I don't really use a lot of social media, so if you guys do like a Facebook type thing, you can go and find my page on my website, which is lindsaysworld.com.
Yes. Nice. And then if you guys are on My Free Cans, if you're listening, you can follow Lindsay on myfreecams.com/lindsaysworld, and you will be able to see her on there when she's on. But remember, her secret word of the day is happiness. Remember that. Kind of like when I say Sage Montana.
I feel like a superhero.
I crack myself up. I'm serious. I totally crack myself up. Okay, Sage Montana, it's your turn, baby doll. Give me your yummies. I want to hear them.
All right, guys. Follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at SageInVegas. And, of course, you can join my cam shows at SageMontana.CamModels.com. And don't forget that my girl's slumber party is June 13th, and I have a huge announcement that night.
Yay! Oh, I can't wait. Okay, will you, Sage, send me, do you have, like, a flyer already done for the slumber party?
It's just about, the first stages of it is just about done. I was kind of going to wait and put some girls' names on it, but I'm going to do one, and then when we get a little closer, I'll do a second one with their name.
Okay, we'll talk, because I might have some ideas for you. So we'll, Yeah. And for all of you out there listening, you know you can always follow me on Twitter, SammyBrook69. Also on Instagram, me at Sammy_Brook69. And my webcam page, my masturbation station. You can follow me, Sammy_Brooks, Sammy_Brooks.CamModels.com. I will always be there for your masturbating good times. And I love Dollhouse Radio. You guys are absolutely flipping amazing. And I have to tell you, I have my radio show here on Dollhouse Radio, the Sammy's Cocktail Hour, that is live every Monday from 11 to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I won't be back until, I believe it's June 9th, between the holidays and my surgery. And we won't be back here on, I have to look it up. We won't be back here for webcamming with Sammy and Sage until May 28th. Yeah, hopefully I'll be healed up and ready to go with my new tatas. So, Lindsay, love, I absolutely love and adore you. You're absolutely gorgeous. I am so happy that we connected. I can't wait to do, like, this radio show with you again later on. And Sage, you are my bestie. Mm-hmm. You're my bestie. I love you.
I love you.
Okay, boys and girls. Oh, and by the way, everybody, make sure you go and look at lindsaysworld.com. Hello. She is amazing, fabulous. She was our guest tonight, and I am so happy that she took time out of her evening to come play with us here on the air, live, on where? Dollhouse Radio. Yeah, that's where you can find us every freaking Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Oh, and by the way, this Friday, I will be on the Benchwarmers live show with James Acevedo from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern here on Dollhouse Radio. And James, we will be talking about golf. It's on, like Donkey Kong. It's on. I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to bring up the goddamn golf, because there's a little bit of shit going on with Tiger Woods that I want to bring up. All right, girls.
girls,
you are
fabulous.
Talk about hockey.
Oh, you know what, darling? You need to call into the show. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, you gotta call into the show. We'll talk about that later. Okay, love you, girls. Have a fabulous evening. I have chicken tacos to go make. You girls go masturbate, and I'm gonna cook. Love you.
Thank you again, Sammy. Thank you, Sage.
Oh, love you, girls. I will talk to you
soon.
Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Happiness.